Chapter 8, Danger to Students. Some think it strange that I write, "Do not send your children to Battle Creek." I was instructed in regard to the danger of the worldly influence in Battle Creek. I have written hundreds of pages regarding the danger of having so large a sanitarium and of calling so many people together in one place. The young people in Battle Creek are in danger. They will come in contact with error. Years ago, I did not think that they would meet these errors right in the sanitariums. But when Living Temple came out, and some of our ministers told me that there was in it nothing but what I had been teaching all my life, I saw how great the danger was. I saw that blindness had fallen upon some who had long known the truth. I pray that the Lord will open the eyes of these ministers, that they may see the difference between light and darkness, between truth and error. As the sanitarium is now located in Battle Creek, there is presented to me a very clear picture of the result of gathering students to a school in Battle Creek. By his judgments, God has revealed his displeasure at the way in which matters have been carried in the sanitarium and in the general management. There has not been a pure, fragrant, wholesome religious influence. The Lord does not design that the sanitarium at Battle Creek shall be the center of education, drawing students to a place where he has evidence that his judgments will be executed. No arrangements should be made to gather a large number of students at any one place, for just as surely as this is done, the stamp of the educator's mold will be imparted to the students' minds and characters. If the mind of the teacher is radical, or if it is not complete, where it ought to be perfect through Jesus Christ, the students will show the defective stamp. There should be companies organized and educated most thoroughly to work as nurses, as evangelists, as ministers, as canvassers, as gospel students, to perfect a character after the divine similitude, to prepare to receive the higher education in the school above is now to be our purpose.